We're not jacking around. We talk about sports and all that implies.
I know you don't smoke
on Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310.
The Ticket. Because it's Friday, you ain't got no job, and you ain't got shit to do.
Join the Musers at the Rise Cup Golf Classic, benefiting the Ashford Rise School of Dallas and sponsored by Plains Capital Bank Monday, April 13th at Brookhaven Country Club and Farmers Branch. The Ashford Rise School of Dallas is an early childhood education program for children 6 months to 6 years with and without disabilities in an inclusive environment. Go to risedallas.org for more information.
All right. Thank you very much, Mr. DJ. Mr. DJ and I have something to announce to all you guys here in the next few minutes, if we have time.
Yay.
Of our SG weekend. So, is that going to come back? God. So, Rory just put it to about 5 feet on 18. He's got a five-stroke lead, and they just flashed the graphic up that nobody in the history of the Masters has had more than a five-stroke lead after 2 days.
And five of the six that had the five-stroke lead won. Some guy in 1936 gave up that five-stroke lead.
So it's impossible to blow it.
I think so. Literally, there's no way.
There's no way.
It can be done.
Would the greatest, his greatest win be followed 1 year later with his biggest collapse?
That would be pretty bad. He's probably thinking
although
that.
Although it would be like, tough to beat the biggest collapse in 2011.
Well, that's, he was up four going into Sunday. So this is maybe six going into Saturday. But yeah, he's going to be paired with Patrick Reed.
Are you willing to call for your trip for this? Is this a Rory emergency that requires
again,
you to be...
In the next segment, we're going to get to that. Pull up that text that I sent you, because the text, I just got a text from Ted Emmerich. And somebody, there's a drop out there, Dave, that was created 10 years ago. Whether it's true or not, I'm not sure. And the drop is something to the effect of Corby doo-dooed at the Masters.
I've heard that.
Yeah.
DJ, it's in Slack. There's 55 seconds of sound that we might want from that.
And Ted Emmerich, who we're getting ready to get to, sent me this text, and the text simply says, Hao Tong Lee doo-dooed at the Masters. And Hao Tong Lee is a top 30 player in the world who, I've not heard this, Bob, I sent it to you, you haven't listened to it.
Right.
It is his post-round comments. Where is Hao Tong Lee from?
Nebraska.
You think he's a solid Midwesterner?
He's of the Nebraska
China.
Lees.
Yeah, L.I. Not like Bruce Lee either.
He
the weird L.I.
from China.
Okay, all right, so he's Chinese. Now, remember, we just got finished with doing a little segment on, what's his name, from the Hideo Nomo, right?
Chan Ho Park.
Oh, is it Chan Ho?
Holy cow, that's...
Maybe. Maybe.
Because Chan Ho Park kept on saying diarrhea.
Yes, when he admitted that he had a lot of diarrhea.
Why is it funny when I said diarrhea?
So maybe in their culture it doesn't matter, but this is Hao Tong Lee.
He's Chinese. He's not from Korea. It's not their culture.
Yeah, my bad.
all of their
culture. And Hideo Nomo's from Japan.
We're gonna get all this right here soon, Bob. Anyway, here's Hao Tong Lee after his round today.
Went to the toilet last night a lot of times, and this morning when I got to the golf course and still feeling really bad, and kind of like live in the toilet, I didn't hit many balls on the driving range. I just feeling really, really bad, no energy, fuzzy, want to throw out something. I actually just plan to play a few holes, see how it goes. If really sick, and I probably just decide not to. So glad I'm survived today.
So he didn't say, he just said I lived on the toilet.
I thought he said he lived in the toilet.
Lived in the toilet?
Like you were in the glass at the Stars game.
I thought he was saying Liv is in the toilet.
Maybe it. See, he's very topical, too.
So he birdied 13, 14, 15, and 16. And he's now 4-under after spending all night in the toilet.
Wow.
Did he cork it?
That is amazing.
What does that mean, Dave?
Just to make sure that there's...
No one's ever corked it.
No accidents on the course.
That's not a real thing,
No one's
Dave.
Ever Sammy Sosa'd their butt. Okay.
I'd rather hear Chano Park discuss diarrhea, but okay.
So, DJ...
A lot of diarrhea.
DJ, jump on... jump on here with us. So, Teddy Emmerich, of course, the longtime voice of the Masters updates, the Westwood One Masters updates. Teddy's been doing it now forever. It's one of his favorite weeks of the year. Teddy also...
He just, in his last update, talked about Ho Fung Wee...
How Tung Lee?
Living on the toilet.
Okay, all right. So...
Some Ting Wong.
So, you can... I don't know if you have any older audio just to set people up with this, DJ, or if you want to go right into today, because today's been a freaking bonanza for Teddy Boy.
Well, Jay failed me in trying to find classic ones, so we don't have any classic ones.
Oh, Jay.
So, we'll just go with the four that I was able to scrounge up here from these last 2 days.
Okay.
And we'll start here. I believe this is a Matt McLaren invasion reference.
A moment that makes Aldrich Potgieter realize he's a boy and someday he'll be a man. At 21 years old in his second Masters, Potgieter stumbled to a 12 over 84.
Now that's a Jubb reference, because remember Jubb said that watching Ginger on
yes.
Gilligan's Island made
okay.
him realize that he
someday.
Was a boy that would someday be a man.
Okay, that's inside, man.
Yeah.
Because that's not too long ago, was it?
It was a couple months ago.
Yeah. All right, Rory just birdied 18, so he now...
The biggest lead after 36 holes ever.
Ever.
There's no way he can mess this up.
In ever. I guarantee you, he's like, he's going to hear that stat and go like, thanks a lot, guys. Great.
Why did you let me birdie 15, 16, 17, and 18?
Oh, my God. Was he 7-under on the back?
He shot a 65.
Yeah, he just floored it on the back nine.
Wow.
Incredible.
Okay, let's continue on with today's Teddy Emmerichs.
Maybe Jordan Spieth can give it a run this week. The 2015 Masters champion feeling more like himself after wrist surgery 2 years ago. Birdies at 8 and 9, then at 10, just right of the fairway off the tee. Spieth hit a little baby arm cut around the magnolia tree at 10, onto the green, 15 feet from the hole.
Again, does anyone listening across the country blink when they hear that?
No.
A baby arm?
Is that a golf term I've not heard before?
A baby arm cut.
Well, maybe at Augusta they use that terminology.
It makes baby arm is the dumbest thing ever. All right, and his two grand champions from this afternoon.
And if you're a new P1, that goes to the hypothetical from the rant. Would you rather have a lobster claw or a baby arm?
Yes, from 30 years ago or whatever. All right, the last two.
Hao Tong Li from China, the first to tee off today at Augusta National. He is in the clubhouse with a 1-under 71. The highlight of his round, making birdie at 13 after hitting his third from the tributary of EA's Creek. Let's check the USPS leaderboard.
EA's Creek.
The tributary of EA's Creek.
Brilliant.
So he didn't even work in Ray's Creek.
No.
So is EA's Creek connected to Ray's Creek?
I don't know.
What an honor,
EA. Does it feed Ray's Creek?
Do you think EA appreciates the honor that's been bestowed upon him?
I mean...
The highlight of his round, making birdie at 13 after hitting his third from the tributary of EA's Creek.
And then are people frantically going online and going, EA's Creek?
Let me Google Earth this thing.
Yeah, who is it? Where is that? Who's this idiot? Okay, and then the grand finale.
Scotty Scheffler has spent all afternoon in the practice area after a letdown second round. A 2-over 74, Scheffler was creek bed Scotty at 13.
Dude, all right, creek bed ET, granted, it's a mainstay on from Gordon, from the brain of Gordon.
Yes, if you've ever seen the movie ET, when ET is dying and needs to go home and they find him shriveled up in the creek bed.
Yes, that's creek bed E.T., and it always, as a kid, it freaked Gordon out. Like, he would cry when he saw creek bed E.T. We all did as kids when we saw E.T.
So is that the form that Tiger assumed in the back
of
the police car?
Yes, that is. That's creek bed Tiger. But to have Scotty go in the water on 13 and in the water on 15 and then be called creek bed Scotty.
Oh, man.
Wow.
Ted. Oh, Ted.
Hats off to you, sir.
I take a bow to your greatness, kind sir. Thank you for all that you do for
well done
our little radio station.